Doctor Who, The Gallifreyan Recommencement, written by Scott Marshall, Part 4.
You're going on board that ship, yes, but you're not going to leave it in a hurry.
Look, I'm scheduled to stay on the ground. That thing's a one-seater.
Whoever said you'd be taking a seat?
What are you on about?
I know for a fact this ship doesn't have much of a future ahead of it. In fact, it won't even exist in a few hours.
What the hell's that? What are you?
It's a gun, Rassilon. Now I intend for you to board that ship and die with it, one way or another.
This is really Gallifrey? The heart of time travel for the galaxy?
I'll admit it's not up to much now, but you had to give these things time. I mean, how advanced do you think the human race was 10 million years before your time?
Good point. So, any ideas yet?
Well, the information I retrieved from K-9 suggested that the Master's TARDIS should have landed somewhere around here. If we can find it, we might be able to pick up on his trail.
38 Pandexes! It's a real deal, madam! Your boyfriend will love it!
Do you hear what he said, Doctor?
Oh, he's just trying to get you riled, make a quick sell.
Even so.
Dreamcatchers! Only 38 Pandexes!
What did you say?
That's right, a snip at 38!
No, I mean, what you're selling?
Dreamcatchers, madam.
They're based on optic encephalographic technology, but of course he'll tell you it's a mystical witch thing.
Naturally, sir, but it is the science of witchcraft that provides the miracle of the Dreamcatcher!
Could you demonstrate it?
Certainly, madam. If you'd like to take a seat.
No, you try it.
Where's the fun in that, sir?
It proves to me that it's based on reliable technology.
I can assure you, sir, that it's of the highest quality.
Even so?
If you insist. Now, if the two of you will be so good as to observe the monitor, you will see my dreams made manifest!
Wait, where do you think you're reading that thing? If you want to put a store, you've got to pay in advance. It's 5 pandexes a day, and I pay for this. What?
Doctor,
out of my way, peasant.
It's the master!
This is your dream.
No, sir. I'm afraid my sleep last night was uninterrupted by such hallucinatory phenomena. Thus, the best the machine could provide was to convey my recent thoughts in visual form.
This man in the image, he was here recently?
Not long ago, sir. Why? Do you know him?
As it happens, I do.
Then might you have the key to his stall?
His what?
Here, sir. I've been unable to move it. And the criminal charlatan has gone and taken up half my allotment.
Beyond my capabilities, I'm afraid. You see, he's a criminal, and we two are in pursuit of the fiend.
Do you know where he went?
Seemed to me as though he was heading towards the university officers.
Actually, we are private investigators working on behalf of many organizations.
I wish you best speed, whoever you are. I would like to see the man brought to justice as quickly as possible.
For your troubles.
Thank you, sir. Just a moment. What exactly are they?
What was he complaining about?
What? Oh, drat, I must have given him the wrong currency.
On your own planet? Honestly, one would think you'd have known better.
Times change and so does money. Still should be worth a bit in a few million years. Quickly now, we must get to the university as soon as possible. I fear that the Master may be planning to tamper with the Stellar Manipulator.
Not today. You'll have to bother my husband.
I'm not sure I follow.
You're here because you can't reach my husband, but you need an exclusive to synchronize with the launch. I'm flattered, but hardly interested. Besides, my husband's not the sharing type, so I'd be unable to answer any questions you might have about his work.
I'm not with the new services.
I'm sorry. What with the launch today? What can I do for you?
Could I come inside?
I don't see why I should let you in.
It's too public out here.
I'm afraid you're not making much sense.
Does that trouble you?
Trouble me? Of course it troubles me. Is there any reason why it shouldn't?
Who am I to answer on your behalf?
Look, are you selling something? Because if you're not, I'd like you to leave now. What am I saying? Even if you are, you should leave.
I'd rather not.
What's your problem?
Presently, the fact that you won't come inside with me.
Why are you so insistent on that point?
It's your home. You should feel comfortable there.
Not in the presence of a clearly deranged and possibly dangerous stranger.
Then do it for your children.
You do realize how commercial that sounds, don't you?
Forgive me. It was supposed to sound threatening.
How do you... Oh, I see.
They sound happy at the moment, don't they? Untroubled. Shall we keep things that way?
You're not alone?
Your children certainly are.
I think I'd better invite you in.
That's far enough.
My children?
Are fine.
What do you mean they're fine? If you've got somebody in there with a weapon...
I assure you, they're fine.
Then...
Honesty has its uses, but not on every occasion. Had I flashed this gun outside, I'd never have had time to use it on your children after your own death before the authorities arrive.
If you dare touch them...
You'll what?
Why are you doing this to me? Is it to keep my husband from his work today?
Absolutely not. In fact, your husband will be very close to the project today. But you're something of an impediment to the future I foresee.
Look, kill me if you have to, but please, spare my children.
I would, but I've never seen myself as much of a father. A lover, on the other hand.
Excuse me, this is a restricted area, sir. How did you access it?
Ah, we have permission from the university, but that's not important at the moment.
You'll need a pass, sir, as will you, madam.
Look, this really isn't the time.
We're in something of a hurry. The university couldn't fix us up with identity cards in time.
I see. In that case, may I ask who you're here with?
Rassilon.
Oh, well, in that case, I do apologise.
Now, if we might get down to business, we're after some information, you see.
So am I, and I have the distinct feeling you could help me. You see, I'm looking for Rassilon. We can't start this launch without his specific flight instructions. Ah, is there a problem?
We're looking for him as well. We were, split up in the crowd, and he seems to have disappeared. We were rather hoping you'd seen him yourself.
I'm afraid not.
Oh well, best of luck in your search. Mustache. Come on, Chloe.
Best of luck to you too. And remember, if you find him, tell him to get here as quickly as he can.
What was that all about?
How do you mean?
I mean, shouldn't we have stayed and looked for Rassilon together?
Even if we did find him, I have a sneaking suspicion the search wouldn't be over yet.
You think the Master's taken on Rassilon's identity already?
I'm sure of it. If he has to be at the launch, then he'll be here soon, which means Rassilon himself may already be dead. That said, the Master has always been one for theatricality and misguided irony.
What are you thinking?
How could the Master dispose of Rassilon without leaving a body? After all, with no corpse, there's no real Rassilon to contest his claim.
He could stow Rassilon away on the ship.
Exactly!
But how can we get access to the ship? It's under an intense security blanket.
We notify the authorities of our suspicions before the Master arrives. They're already worried over Rassilon's whereabouts, so they'll be eager to follow any lead, no matter how slim.
How did you know Rassilon would be there?
As I said, we've been tracking this criminal for some time, so we know his operating patterns quite well.
Either way, I owe you an immense debt of gratitude.
Not at all, and sorry again for the subterfuge earlier.
I never even try to understand you undercover types.
That's probably for the best.
Have you any idea how long it will be before this criminal arrives? The launch is due to begin shortly.
He'll be here for the launch. He can't afford not to be.
If you'll excuse us.
Of course. I'll call for you when we're ready to launch.
Thank you. There are a couple of matters I have to discuss with the pair.
No?
This imposter calls himself the Master, doesn't he?
He told you.
That's not all he told me. The Master said that something's going to fail when the ship is in flight. That Omega will die.
He has long-standing mental problems.
Think about what we're doing here, Doctor. We're on the forefront of unlocking the secrets of time manipulation, on a scale not even dreamt of by the witches of Khan and all their prophecies. I understand the implications, and I won't betray the future. He's from the future, isn't he?
You're right. He is.
Chloe!
No, it's all right. I'm not about to tamper with your history. You're from the future as well. You're some sort of time agent, Simon, I guess.
I am on occasion, but we're working freelance at the moment.
Doctor, the Master told me why he's here. That I'm going to be some key figure in the grand scheme of things.
He's right. You'll be important.
There's something else he told me, Doctor. Something about you.
Oh?
He was going to hold your ancestry here and now. He said it was much more convenient than killing you in person. Especially now that he plans to stay here in this time.
Yes, well, I suspect his plans are going to change now that we found you.
You know, it's funny. In a way, he seemed truly committed to Gallifrey.
The Master commits himself to one thing, and one thing alone, himself.
He really thought he could do a better job of seeing our planet and our peoples through the generations than those who history will actually accord that responsibility.
I must say, I've never known patriotism be one of his traits, but then we all need something to latch onto, especially as we grow older.
What does age have to do with him? Surely he's a little older than you.
That's true, but we're actually both older than you may think.
Rassilon.
Is it time already?
We may have to abort the launch.
What do you mean? Come on, spit it out, man!
The vidcast. The new service.
What of it?
Oh, no!
Your wife, Rassilon. Your family.
We must carry on.
But Rassilon...
I did this for them. For the future, then. In the end, it took me over. I virtually abandoned my family for what must have seemed to them a foolish dream. Now that it's almost over, I was ready to make up for lost time. The last thing I'm going to do is let the thing that pulled us apart go to waste. Then I will have abandoned them for nothing. And that is a far greater sacrifice than giving up on this flight.
Your strength inspires me. It is a resolve you'll be known for in years to come. Perhaps this is how it was meant to be.
There's that as well. History demands that the mission be completed.
In that case, we need to get back to mission control. The ship is ready and the launch window is about to open.
Doctor, Kaluuya, thank you.
History deserves better than the Master.
And my family deserve better than to have been killed by. Promise me one thing.
There's no need to say it. You have my word.
Thank you. And goodbye.
Now what? The Master hasn't shown up yet. He's too late.
He's conceded defeat. He must have scouted this area before encroaching too closely and seen us with Rassilon. He's a sly one. I'll certainly give him that.
In that case, where to next?
His TARDIS. He'll be headed home.
Thank you so much.
What for?
I was only gone a few minutes. When I returned, the store was off my plot. I knew you'd nab him in the end.
He's gone?
See for yourself.
He's right. We've lost him, Doctor.
You've what? Am I to understand that he's eluded your apprehension?
Come on. We've got to get back to the TARDIS. I've a good idea where he's headed.
You'd explain yourself for once, Doctor.
There's no time!
This is a time machine. Of course there's time. Now tell me, what's going on?
When K9 was tampering with Paul's TARDIS, he set its symbiotic data back to its default settings.
You know that means nothing to me.
Each Time Lord has a pair of symbiotic nuclei embedded in his or her own body. These are needed to keep a TARDIS going. They're of how time travel works. When Paul was taken over by the Master, his symbiotic nuclei took on the Master's patterns. K9 reset the Master's TARDIS to suit Paul. So the ship has one or two trips left in it before it became useless without Paul's presence.
Big deal. So the Master's going nowhere fast. But he's still got one more trip, which he's just taken.
Right back to his spare TARDIS.
You're joking.
I'm not. You're going home, Chloe, right back to your flat, right back to the day we first met.
But surely the Master's TARDIS was destroyed.
That's what I thought too. But that implosion should only have caused what remained of the Master to implode, which he didn't anyway. His TARDIS should have reformed in its last stable position, where he parked it in the first place.
he's here.
I wouldn't be so sure. He may already have left. I thought so. He's left the door open. He's gone.
Pity.
Indeed.
Do you think there's still a chance we could catch up to him before he reaches his spare TARDIS?
I doubt it. Remember how long it took us to get there last time?
In that case, what's next?
Oh, I'll hit the recall circuit on Paul's TARDIS, send it back to Gallifrey. I shall have to leave a note explaining Paul's whereabouts. Hopefully that should actually get the authorities motivated in searching for the Master again. That's taken care of that.
Doctor, I've been thinking.
Oh? What about?
Paul, mainly. But the Master killed him. And he did kill him. I mean, don't beat about the bush. Don't try to sugarcoat the truth. We've seen a lot of death, but...
But his touched you more personally, because of what the Master did to you.
It's an unpleasant feeling to lose all self-control and yet remain totally conscious of it. All that time, I wondered if I'd ever see the end of it. And Paul never did. He lost himself and then he died. Rassilon's children were murdered by the Master simply because of who their father would one day become. Not even because of who he was yet. Why do the innocent die, Doctor?
Who am I to answer that?
You're somebody who lives through this sort of thing on a daily basis. While others die, you go on.
I die too.
Regenerating doesn't count.
That's not what I mean. A piece of me dies when somebody else does. When I could have done something instead of standing idly by. When I could have done more.
Then why do you do it? Why do you go on?
Like you, I try to block it out as best I can. I try to find comfort in the thought that I hardly know most of the people who fall around me. And when all else fails, I try my level best to preserve life. That's how I go on, and why. Because I know I can do something to turn the tide, and so I will.
And if... if I died...
Well, you wouldn't be the first.
Would I be the last?
That's for fate to decide.
You don't believe in fate.
And fate doesn't believe in me. But it knows the future more completely than I do.
The future scares me.
It scares me too.
I'm not leaving mine to fate. Not anymore. I'm leaving.
Yes, yes, yeah, you said you would, if the Master ever freed himself.
You don't even care.
Of course I care. Look, you have your own life to lead. I accepted that when we met.
I probably could have ignored the situation if only the Master hadn't done what he did.
To Paul?
It scared me. More than when he was in my own head. It really scared me. Forge me an empire, whatever it is you do best.
I make no promises.
I know.
Doctor Who, The Gallifreyan Recommencement, written by Scott Marshall, Part 4 of 4, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Lorna Hill as Chloe Richards, Bill Billingsley as the Master, Sam Andrews as Rassilon, Kane Major as the Controller, Owen Spratley as the Stall Manager, and Wendy Musgrove as Rassilon's wife. Production, script editing performed by Vitold Tietze. Recording arranged by Matthew Kapelke and Vitold Tietze. Creative consultant was Ian Neal. Title music composed by Ron Grainer and arranged by Dominic Glynn. Incidental music by Howard Richardson and John Carpenter. Editing and special sound by Matthew Kapelke. Produced by Matthew Kapelke. directed by Scott Marshall. Copyright 1999, Back to Reality Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.